Catholic League, White Liberals Are the Real White Supremacists. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on August 29, 2022. Catholic League President Bill Donahue said Monday that white liberals qualify as the worst of white supremacists because they don't believe blacks have the ability to raise themselves up by themselves. In this way, white liberals express a deep belief in the inherent inferiority of blacks, Dr. Donahue wrote. While right-wing white supremacists are too few to really matter, the nation teems with well-educated white liberals who have become the real white supremacists, he declared. Liberals, he continued, have given up on equal opportunity and have given up on blacks, which explains why they are constantly dreaming up ways to mandate equality. As a case in point, Donahue asserted that the interim report by the California Task Force to Study and Develop Reparations Proposals for African Americans is the most comprehensive summary of liberal white supremacy available. Among its paternalistic proposals, the interim report seeks to exonerate black deadbeat dads for all past due child support, Donahue observed, which constitutes a big win for irresponsible black men and a big loss for black women. All blacks in California should be allowed to send their children to any college free of charge. The report proposes, along with eliminating punishment for black males with disciplinary problems. Regardless of income, all blacks should be entitled to free health care, to be funded by taxpayers, the report insists. This program is a textbook example of the way well-educated white liberals think about blacks, Donahue wrote. The paternalism is racist in intent and effect, reflecting the kind of thinking that assumes blacks are inherently inferior and cannot succeed without the benign intervention of whitey, he concluded. Follow it, Williams Rome.